Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And, you know, every month, our good buddy Sam Norwood with Tatum LLC polls his partners around the country, hundreds of chief information officers, chief operating officers, people who are running the cogs and the wheels of businesses not unlike yours and mine across the country. They're helping to run those businesses. They're seeing what the customers are saying and what the marketplace will bear, and he asked them questions about what they're seeing out there, what they're experiencing and what they're seeing coming at them. And he compiles their answers into a report and he brings the report to us. We're one of the beneficiaries of that outstanding Tatum Survey of Business Conditions report. And he's been doing this now with us for a number of years, almost 10 years, and he's here with us today with another Tatum survey, and he's our good friend, Sam Norwood. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be back. Wow, 10 years passes in a hurry.
It goes by, time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, Sam, I see a little green. I'm so glad that there's a little green. Now, we can't get too excited, folks. It's not exactly green with a rocket under it. It's just green. And so, you know, last month, the only green was in the legend. It wasn't actually on the report. So I don't think we like where we are, but we're starting to like the trend a little bit. Is that right?
Well, here's a kind of a summary of it, because if we look back to where we were a year ago, we're miles ahead. Gosh, it's just amazing how much things have gotten better despite the nagging high unemployment and the reluctance of people to spend, and we're in the process of adjusting to what is reality. But at the same time, a year ago, we were just almost terrified as to what the prospects might be.
Right.
And so we've come a long way. And as we know, in the fourth quarter, the GDP report indicates that in the fourth quarter, economic growth was, gosh, almost 6% on an annual basis. That's pretty good. We think right now that the progress is stalling a bit, but it's still fundamentally upward.
And yeah.
It's grinding a little. It's frustratingly slow, but it's grinding ahead. And we see some green arrows, which is what we put into our summary commentary, so that you can see at a glance where we are and what the trends are on the various questions that we ask our partners.
What do you think is causing it to grind to a slower pace?
Well, in part, the fourth
how much of it's real and how much of it is our the expectations that we hoped for that we didn't get?
Well, in the expectations, we built some inventory during the fourth quarter, and that inventory building has slowed down and is reversing a little bit, and I believe that's the biggest cause of the slowdown. We had a spurt in the fourth quarter by building inventory. It didn't sell through. We're slowing down in that process, and so we hope that it's now a temporary thing, but it is slower.
Right. Well, the one of the things I know that has happened in the last couple of months, you know, we've had a lot of acrimony in Washington. Our government doesn't seem to be able to, you know, to make anything happen, and there you know some people on one side of the aisle, we got people in the marketplace who want the government to do nothing. I'm kind of in that camp, and we're worried that they're going to do something. And they got other people who are upset because the government isn't doing anything, and that's part of it. I think I wonder how much I wonder how much of the global situation, like with some of the sovereign debt issues, do you think that's have we become such a global economy that even that those kinds of issues, like the Greek situation and some of that, you think that filters into to the overall attitude of the U.S. economy?
I think people who are knowledgeable and those of us who read a lot and are up on current events look at what's going on and what's in Greece and shudder to think that if we continue in our own fiscal trend of spending significantly more
right.
than we take in as a government process, we could look a lot like Greece.
So Greece is kind of our canary in the mine shaft. I do think that the average American is getting paying a little more attention to the debt situation in the United States, the some of the deficit situations that we've got. Right back after these messages with our good friend Sam Norwood. He's with Tatum LLC. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out. Thank you for using it to your advantage. We built it so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. You got 15 seconds. Actually, 5 seconds. There's something you can do there in 5 seconds. 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes on any topic under the Small Business Sun. We got something that will help you there, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Also, my blog is there, my knowledge base, all that stuff is there, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Sam Norwood is our guest. He's senior partner with Tatum LLC. And, Sam, we're talking about and I know you got an announcement to make. We're going to talk about that in just a little bit. Folks, Sam, there's some changes at Tatum. We're going to give you a little bit of information about that a little bit later on in the program. But, Sam, I want to get back into the overall conditions. Do you think that the average business owner and maybe and perhaps the consumer is – The problem with the economy right now is a combination of what we're really seeing in front of us, high unemployment, still got some problems in the credit markets, Toyota's, we got problems with Toyota, et cetera, that those real things that are in front of us, plus combined with sort of a nagging feeling of, that maybe things aren't going so well. Maybe What did you say a minute ago? Just kind of an attitude that maybe things aren't going well.
I think we're all far more informed than we were 5 years ago, 10 years ago, or any time in our past.
So now that we know what's really going on, it frightens us. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think that being more informed does create both sides
yeah.
worries about what's going on, and also. We're aware of the good things too, but the concerns we have that bother us, I think, in any discussion that you and I and everybody, when we're sitting around the dinner table or at a group function or a party, or the discussion that I see and I'm engaged in is this nagging worry of what we're going to do to solve the
mm-hmm.
problem of excessive spending relative to our income, because traditionally. We would sort of prime the pump and get the economy going, and then go back to a small deficit. This has deficits running far in excess of what was sustainable.
Right.
Far into the next 10 and 20 years.
Right.
So, and the problem is so much of it is becoming entitlements. If the health care program
mm-hmm.
goes through, I think the entitlements portion will even rise further, and if you look at what can be reduced other than entitlements and military and interest expense in the budget, it comes down to something like 17% of the total federal budget
right.
are things that we can tinker with, and that's not enough.
Mm-hmm.
So we have this nagging worry that is a distraction from paying attention to what's going on right now. It's worrisome.
In the order backlog part of your website, I mean of your survey this week, I know that the current orders are not too good, but looking out 60 days, it looks like you got a little green arrow there. Is that good? Is that good news in the order backlog side?
There's nothing more concrete when we look at the near term future. There's nothing more concrete than having orders in hand that will be shippable in the next 60 days.
Right.
And rising backlogs are expected, and that's from conversations we have with customers who are saying we're about to place an order, and that green arrow is significant to us for the short term. We have two issues. One is short term. The other is intermediate to long term. The intermediate to long term is bothersome. In the short term, we're getting a little better every month, and the backlogs are a good indication for the next 60 days that things are going to continue to improve overall.
Right. Well, that is good news. Capital expenditures, you got sideways arrows there.
Yeah, it's very interesting what's going on in capital expenditures. We ask our participants with regard to capital expenditures, if you look back 30 days, did you commit more to capital expenditures, commit less to capital expenditures, or stay about the same? And what our respondents told us for both the looking back 30 days and looking ahead 60 days is, part of our respondents said we actually committed more to capital expenditures, and another part said we committed less to capital expenditures, and the two offset each other to neutralize what's going on there. If we're not investing in our future, that's a clue that things are really slowing down, and the business portion is not really driving improvements in the economy.
Do you think part of the reason for that with capital expenditures is sort of the state of flux that people feel that they're in right now with regard to tax policy? I mean, there are a lot of tax advantages that did not get renewed last year. The people may be worried about the continuation of the Bush tax cuts after this year. You think that's part of the decision for capital expenditures?
I think it's more concrete than that. That may be a factor, but I think it's more concrete than that. The banks, small businesses, mainly use smaller banks,
right.
And the smaller banks are still stressed with commercial real estate loans in their portfolio.
Some of them are. A lot of them are not though, Sam. A lot of the independent banks are not that stressed. But many, as you know, as you say, many of them are. But certainly a combination of the economy and the credit situation is holding down capital expenditures, folks. We got to turn one or both of those around somehow to get the lid off of this. 10 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Bring this back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My
Yes, it's a happy thing. Tatum LLC, which was owned by the partners privately, has been acquired by Sterion, Sterion, which, after its acquisition of Tatum, changed its name to SFN Group. And SFN is its ticker symbol, traded on the New York Stock Exchange.
Right.
It's a $2 billion staffing company that is moving to garner a larger piece of the pie in professional services. And their acquisition of Tatum was part of that strategy. And so we, in Tatum, as owners, receive part cash and part stock. We're very happy with the with both of those, and in particular, the stock is up about 30%
right.
Since that acquisition
yeah.
in just a little over a month.
Right. So congratulations on that, and it makes sense. I mean, Tatum was a high-end staffing, we were a high-end staffing company from a standpoint of professional partners, professionals dropping in on a company, as we've said many times before, CFOs and CIOs dropping in on a part-time basis or a project-by-project basis to help out companies, not necessarily to be a full-time employee. So it makes sense. It sounded like a good fit to me.
Well, it's in their strategy to increase in professional services. We are the highest end part of the Experian portfolio.
Right.
But they're moving in this direction, and we'll help them lead the way in this.
Right.
And so we're happy with the association, and as we've gotten to meet the people at Experian, the officers, we're more and more impressed with the quality of people that we're dealing with. We're really happy to be a part of it.
Can we still find you and the survey at Tatum?
Yes, we're gonna we'll be just operated as a division.
Yeah,
so
we still go to TatumLLC.com and get the survey.
Yeah, TatumLLC.com. We'll have a survey up later today. And
yeah.
What they do when they go to TatumLLC.com, then they go on perspectives. Which is and they'll find the survey under
right.
Perspective.
Perspective. So check that out, folks, as you've been doing all along. Sam, let's talk about employment. You've got two green arrows here. Tell us about that.
Yeah, employment. They're not strong green arrows, but they're green and they're pointing up.
Yeah.
We had both looking back 30 days and looking forward 60 days. Employment arrows are up, not because people are hiring more, but because they're laying off less.
Mm-hmm.
And we ask our people, are you hiring more, staying about the same, or hiring less in the past 30 days, and the same question for the next 60. And while on the one hand, our respondents are not hiring more, they are fewer of them are reducing employment. And so I think that's the first step in making.
If you're going backwards, you can only go forwards once you come to a stop and change gears. You know, you gotta reverse the momentum, don't you?
Well, this is the first step in doing that, and
yeah.
So we're optimistic that the employment situation that has been so terrible during this recession of 2 years is actually getting better and will continue to get better in at least the near term.
Well, I sure do hope, Sam, that we come out of this winter, which has been a pretty tough winter for most folks. Record snows in the east, cold weather all over the country. I mean, we've come through a pretty tough winter. I'm hoping that with the springtime, with the crocuses and the time change and that people, you know, that maybe we'll start getting a little better attitude and the marketplace, we got to get the marketplace to doing what the marketplace does, which is doing business. And right now it seems like maybe our emotions are a lot more, our attitude and our emotions, which are not so great right now, are kind of putting a lid on the economy. I just think maybe with more sunshine, maybe things will get better. What do you think?
Well, spring is the period of renewal. So in the near term, the two things that we look to as being a source of optimism and a source of positive thinking are the employment we think is going to get better,
yep.
And the outlook for backlogs
mm-hmm.
is a positive indicator that business will be continuing to pick up, and not in leaps and bounds, but in increments, slowly but surely.
Sam,
this will be a good season.
We're looking forward to more green arrows next month. Work on that for us.
All right.
Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, with Tatum LLC. He'll be back. I will be too after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.